Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Home Ministry terms bomb threat to several schools of Delhi and adjoining areas a hoax, urges parents not to panic as investigation is underway. Hectic campaign for third phase of Lok Sabha elections continues across the country. Top leaders of various parties filing nominations today. Election Commission changes polling date of Anantnag Rajouri parliamentary constituency from 7th of May to 25th of May. GST collections hit a record high of 2.10 lakh crore rupees in April this year. India successfully tests smart anti-submarine missile system. And in badminton, Indian men's team to play against Indonesia in the quarterfinals of the Thomas Cup today. Union Home Ministry has termed emails regarding bomb threats to different schools in the national capital and adjoining areas as a hoax and appealed parents and students not to panic. The ministry said Delhi police and security agencies are taking necessary steps in the matter. The Delhi police has informed that so far nothing suspicious has been found in the search and further investigation is underway. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena spoke to Delhi Police Commissioner Sanjay Arora and sought a detailed report into the issue. Mr. Saxena directed Delhi police to identify the culprits and ensure there are no lapses. He said the miscreants and culprits would not be spared. Mr. Saxena also visited several schools which received bomb threats. He told the media that Delhi police acted swiftly in the matter.
हर तरीके से हम मुस्तैद हैं मुझे भी 7:30 बजे इसकी इन्फॉर्मेशन मिल गई थी और इस वक्त मैंने पुलिस कमिश्नर साहब को ये कहा था कि आप पूरी फोर्स लगाकर इस पर ध्यान दें और कोई इंसिडेंट नहीं होनी चाहिए मैं इस बात को दिल्ली की जनता को एश्योर करना चाहता हूं कि दिल्ली पुलिस पूरी तरीके से मुस्तैद है और हमारी कोशिश होगी कि हम किसी भी अप्रिय घटना नहीं होने दें दिल्ली पुलिस ने अभी पता कर लिया है कि ये मेल्स कहां से आ रहे हैं जांच चल रही है जो कल्प्रिट्स हैं बख्शे नहीं जाएंगे
Talking to reporters, Special CP of Delhi Police, Ravindra Yadav said that that event, if it is a hoax call, we cannot take chance.
काफी स्कूल्स में आज ये ईमेल आया है कल कुछ हॉस्पिटल्स में भी आया है ये हमारे ऑफिसर सब जगह मुस्तैदी से चेक कर रहे हैं इवैक्यूएट भी कर रहे हैं और थॉरो चेकिंग चल रही है बॉम्ब डिस्पोजल स्क्वाड बीडीटी है स्निफर डॉग्स है फायर ब्रिगेड को भी स्टेशन किया हुआ है तो किसी प्रकार का हम कोई चांस नहीं ले रहे हैं पूरी तरह से उसको चेक करके और बच्चों की सेफ्टी को इंश्योर कर
Earlier, Delhi Education Minister Atishi said the Delhi government is in constant touch with the police and the schools. Several schools in Delhi NCR had received email of bomb threat this morning. As the third phase for the Lok Sabha elections comes close, various political parties will be staging election rallies today across the nation. Prime Minister and BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold election rallies in Banaskantha and Sabarkantha districts of Gujarat. Gujarat will go for polls in a single phase on the 7th of May. Rajasthan Chief Minister and BJP leader Bhajan Lal will hold public meeting in Jharkhand's Hazaribagh in support of Lok Sabha candidate Manish Jaiswal and will also participate in the nomination program. In Karnataka, the Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge is addressing public meetings in Raichur and Kalburgi. The Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will be addressing public meetings in Shivamoga and Raichur tomorrow. Addressing a rally at Dhubri in Assam, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi claimed that in the last 10 years, unemployment was at its highest in 45 years and 70 crore people were without jobs despite 20 lakh posts lying vacant in the central government have not been filled. In Uttar Pradesh, many high-profile candidates are filing the nominations today and star campaigners will accompany them. Senior BJP leader, former Union Minister and party candidate from Sultanpur, Menaka Gandhi, BJP candidate from Basti constituency, Harish Dwivedi, Jagdambika Pal from Dumriya Ganj, BJP candidate and film star Dinesh Lal Yadav Nirhua from Azamgarh filed the nominations today. Senior BJP leader and IMB minister Anurag Singh Thakur and Chief Minister of Uttarakhand Pushkar Singh Dhami took part in the nominations in Basti, Dumriya Ganj and Ayodhya respectively. On the other hand, many senior leaders also campaigning for the party candidates today. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed political gathering in Jaswant Nagar area of Itawa district. He attacked BJP alleging that if the Saffron Party comes to power, they will change the constitution. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will address a political rally in Unala and Fatehpur Sikri constituencies this afternoon. BJP candidate from the Northeast Delhi Lok Sabha constituency Manoj Tiwari today filed his nomination papers. Before filing his nomination, Mr. Tiwari held a roadshow in the national capital, which was joined by senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh and others. Talking to media, Mr. Singh claimed that BJP will win all 7 Lok Sabha seats in the national capital.
पूरे दिल्ली प्रदेश में भारतीय जनता पार्टी सभी सीटों पर शानदार विजय हासिल करने जा रही है और अब तक जो 2 चरणों के चुनाव संपन्न हुए हैं उनसे स्थिति अब पूरी तरह से स्पष्ट हो चुकी है कि हम लोगों ने जो 400 पार का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया था वह 400 पार के लक्ष्य को हम निश्चित रूप से हासिल करेंगे।
मिस्टर तिवारी इज कंटेस्टिंग अगेंस्ट कांग्रेस कैंडिडेट कन्हैया कुमार फ्रॉम द नॉर्थ ईस्ट दिल्ली कंस्टिट्यूएंसी। In the third phase of Lok Sabha elections, 93 seats spread over 10 states and a union territory will go to polls on the 7th of this month. Originally, voting was scheduled to be held on 94 parliamentary constituencies. However, after elections in Betul Lok Sabha seat of Madhya Pradesh, rescheduled from second to third phase, BJP candidate in Surat constituency of Gujarat been elected unopposed and revised polling schedule in Anantnag Rajouri parliamentary constituency of Jammu and Kashmir, the total seats now going to polls are 93. In this phase, 25 seats in Gujarat, 14 in Karnataka, 11 in Maharashtra and 10 seats in Uttar Pradesh will go to polls. Besides, voting will also be held on 9 seats in Madhya Pradesh, 7 in Chhattisgarh, 5 in Bihar, 4 seats each in Assam and West Bengal, 2 seats each in Goa and Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has revised the polling schedule of Lok Sabha elections in the Anantnag Rajouri parliamentary constituency of Jammu and Kashmir from the third to the sixth phase. The voting in the Anantnag Rajouri seat will now be held on the 25th of May instead of 7th of May as scheduled earlier. In Rajasthan, Election Commission has issued instructions for re-polling at a polling booth in Nansi village in Ajmer Lok Sabha constituency. Voting was held in this Lok Sabha constituency on April 26th during the second phase. Chief Electoral Officer Mr. Praveen Gupta informed that re-polling will be held tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at a booth located in room number 1 of the polling station number 195. In a series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Banaskantha Lok Sabha constituency in Gujarat.
Banaskantha Lok Sabha constituency is one of the significant Lok Sabha seat from North Gujarat. It comprises 7 assembly constituencies of Banaskantha district, which shares its border with Rajasthan and Pakistan. The constituency has seen a mix of representatives from different political parties over the years. The seat once used to be the stronghold of Congress Party. However, from the last 2 terms, BJP candidates had won from the seat. It is the only constituency in Gujarat in this election where Congress and BJP have fielded 2 women candidates against each other. Rekhaben Chaudhary from BJP will face Geniben Thakur of Congress in these polls. There are a total 19,61,000 voters in this Lok Sabha constituency who will decide the political fate of 12 candidates, which include 6 independent candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address his first election rally in Gujarat for this upcoming poll at WOW in Banaskantha today. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Actress Rupali Ganguly today joined the BJP. She was inducted into the party in the presence of Party General Secretary Vinod Tawde and Party Leader Anil Baluni at a BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Astrologer Amaya Joshi also joined the BJP. Meanwhile, former Delhi Congress MLA Neeraj Basoya and Naseeb Singh have resigned from the party over its alliance with the Aam Aadmi Party for the Lok Sabha polls. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. The gross goods and services tax GST revenue collections for April this year recorded highest ever collection of 2,10,000 crore rupees. The finance ministry said this represents a significant 12.4% year-on-year growth driven by a strong increase in domestic transactions and imports. Out of the total collection in April this year, CGST is over 43,000 crore rupees, SGST 53,000 crore rupees, IGST over 99,000 crore and CESS is over 13,000 crore rupees. Supersonic missile assisted release of torpedo smart system was successfully flight tested this morning from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. Defense Ministry said this would enhance the anti-submarine warfare capability of the Indian Navy far beyond the conventional range of lightweight torpedo. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has complimented the DRDO and the industry partners on the successful flight test of SMART. Senior Indian Information Service Officer Moshumi Chakraborty assumed the charge of Director General of Akashvani News today. A 1991 batch IIS officer, Ms. Chakraborty, has a vast experience of working in several media organizations of the IMB Ministry, including Press Information Bureau and the Central Bureau of Communication. In a career spanning over three decades, she has also worked on deputation basis in the National Human Rights Commission and as PS to Cabinet Minister. Ms. Chakraborty assumed the charge after superannuation of Ms. Vasudha Gupta as Principal DG yesterday. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for severe heatwave conditions in Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Bihar and Jharkhand till tomorrow. In South India, heat wave along with hot and humid weather will prevail over parts of Telangana, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry during the next 4 days. The Hyderabad Med Center has issued red alert to several places in the state. We have a report from a correspondent.
The maximum temperatures are soaring in Telangana, with the heatwave conditions are becoming worse day by day. The state public health and family welfare department has issued a public alert asking them not to venture out, especially after 11 a.m. and before 5 p.m. The alert also highlighted the need to take special care for especially aged children and pets, as the sweltering heat crossed the 46 degrees Celsius mark at several places across the state. 6 locations including Jaina and Alipur in Jagatyal district, Madugulipalli and Kolva in Nalgunda district, and Kotagattu and Veenavanka in Karimnagar district recorded over 46 degrees Celsius during the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, several places in Hyderabad recorded the maximum temperature at 43.5 degrees Celsius, posing severe hardship to people. Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
In badminton, Indian team will take on Indonesia in the quarterfinals of the Thomas Cup in Chengdu, China today. The match will start at 5 p.m. Indian time. The Indian men's team are the defending champions and are paired against the likes of Indonesia, Thailand and England. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Ministry terms bomb threat to several schools of Delhi and adjoining areas a hoax, urges parents not to panic as the investigation is underway. Hectic campaign for third phase of Lok Sabha elections continues across the country. Top leaders of various parties filing nominations today. Election Commission changes polling date of Anantnag Rajouri parliamentary constituency from 7th May to 25th May. GST collections hit record high of 2.10 lakh crore rupees in April this year. India successfully tests smart anti-submarine missile system. And in badminton, Indian men's team to play against Indonesia in the quarterfinals of the Thomas Cup today. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on EIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.